I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yahya Sinwar, Hamas leader and mastermind of the brutal October 7th attack on Israel, was confirmed dead by the Israeli Defense Forces on Thursday. So where does the war go from here? Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says, first, there's
the possibility with the elimination of one of their key leaders that maybe we can see the return of the hostages. Maybe we can see an end to this conflict.
Then there's this spiritual perspective. An SGA pastor in Israel told Mock that he's focused on training men and women in the Word of God.
I think we should be reminded by this response of the faithful pastor that we should remain focused on the task at hand, which is advancing the gospel and on Christ.
And when life gets hard, it takes courage to step back and reach out to God for answers. That's what around 24 United States veterans and first responders are doing on a retreat this week. Veteran Eric Brew is the director of Warriors Set Free, Georgia.
We don't just tell someone that they should lay things at the foot of the cross, and we don't just tell them how. We actually walk through it hand in hand. We stand shoulder to shoulder with them while they do it. We like to pride ourselves on setting a table and creating an opportunity for someone to have a face-to-face encounter with their Heavenly Father, because He'll meet us right where we are.
Bruce says there are multiple ways that listeners can be part of this story.
The first answer is not only the simplest, but it's also the most heartfelt, and that's we want people to pray over us.
Pray for hurting veterans and first responders to find freedom in Christ this week. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.